Life is a war. And there are people out there and there are things out there that are trying to take you down. Things are going to go wrong. And when things go wrong, it's pretty easy just to say, you know what, I'm going to stand down or I'm going to give up. And you can do that. But I think no. I think keep fighting. And you keep fighting and you keep fighting and you keep fighting no matter what. And you never quit. Never, never quit.
I left home when I was 17, 18. I drove from Toronto, Canada to Los Angeles when I was 20. Moved out of my home when I was 18. So the beginning had, you know, I could take care of myself as a teenager. When I moved to the States, I had some family. And I had a lot of rejection.
Who did you want to be? I mean, how did you foresee your future as an actor?
I didn't. I was just wanted to do it. You know, I was very self-motivated. When I was in school, I was taking acting classes at night. I was going to summer stock theater. I was doing community theater.
You were simply enjoying it.
I was enjoying it, but I was a kind of, I don't want to use the word calling, you know, but...
It's like destiny?
I don't know if it was destiny. It's just what I wanted to do.
Right.
You know, but and still, you know, hopefully.
Still enjoying it.
Yeah, still enjoying it, still working and working on calling.
How do you do to manage the ego?
Oh, you know, for me, I'm a pretty simple guy. You know, ever since I was a young kid, I wanted to act. You know, I started professional acting when I was 15. You know, I've been really lucky to have the chance to have a career. And I don't know, I just have always tried to keep it simple.
And so, you know, it's called, men of Tai Chi. And there's these things that we oftentimes, we have responsibilities. And so we'll make sacrifices, you know, or we'll be attracted to something and we'll make sacrifices to get something. And the film is kind of promoting the idea that we have to be thoughtful about that. You know, that you can sometimes sacrifice yourself, that you think it's for the good, but maybe there's another way.
You know, I think it's just in my nature, you know? I had good parents. You know, when you start out, you just, especially whenever you start out in something, you have hopes and you have dreams. For me, it was just getting the chance to act and to. I knew I wanted to make movies. And I knew I wanted to go to Hollywood to be in films. You know, I think because I grew up in Canada and Toronto, those were the movies I saw, you know, and I wanted to be telling those stories and to be making those movies. And so, you know, I tried to make my way there, and I got in my car when I was 20 years old and I drove to Los Angeles. And, you know, I had been working, I got an agent. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
But I didn't know... I mean, you can never know what your life is going to be. I don't know. Again, I just kind of feel grateful to be here.
And if you feel like your life is in a place where you can't get any lower, and you don't think you can find any way out, good. Because that means the ultimate challenge is ahead of you. It means you can only go up. And it also means that things are going to be tough. Things are going to be tougher than anything you can imagine. But storm that you're in, from your perspective, it seems like that storm is enveloping the whole world. But I'm telling you, it is not. The storm that you're in, it is hard to see out of that storm. It's hard to see past it. It seems like the storm is everything. But the storm is not everything. And it won't last forever. You can get out of the storm, and you will get out of the storm. And when you get out, you're going to see the sun. But right now, you're being tried. You're being forged. You're being tested by fire and by pain. That's the test. Don't fail the test. Don't fail the test. Don't give in. Don't quit. Quit. Fight on. Fight through the storm.
And, you know, over the years, you know, with experience, you feel like you do your work and you come prepared. But there's always the excitement of, you know, if we're doing a scene together and we've rehearsed, but now it's the first time that we go, you know, and the director says, action. You know, it's exciting. You don't know what's going to happen, which is pleasurable. You know, if you don't, it's not very enjoyable. But then something can come out of that that you didn't expect, you know? Especially, I mean, if you're playing lovers, you know, that's a, you know, disaster. But you're a professional, you know, so you still perform the role and you know, I've never had that situation. You know, I've been really lucky to really connect with the performers that I've had the chance to work with. You know,
the red pill to me is a kind of a symbolic taking up of the torch of trying to understand, and to, in a way, there's an idealism to it. You know, it's almost like, to me, the red pill represents the best of who we can possibly be. To ourselves and to other people, to all sentient beings, to nature, everything.
I've had a lot of people disagree with me, but I'm okay with that.